Shalom.
This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit-Am Broadcasting, Israel. Brit-Am, 10 Tribes Movement, searches where the lost 10 tribes are today. We discover, we research, we bring forward to the public information concerning where the lost 10 tribes, descendants of the lost tribes of Israel, are to be found today. Where, according to the Bible and according to history, they gave expression to themselves in an historical sense, and where their descendants are now to be, where the descendants of the lost 10 tribes now are, that is what we work at, that is what we prove, that is what we research. And we research this subject, and we bring it to the recognition of the public, and we also advocate and do what we can towards the reconciliation between the Jewish people and Joseph, meaning the lost tribes of Israel. Originally there were 12 tribes of Israel. They split into two different sections. 10 tribes had their own kingdom for a period of time, for several hundred years. Then they were conquered by the Assyrians, taken into exile, and they lost consciousness of their identity. They lost consciousness of their ancestry. Nevertheless, they are mentioned in the Bible, and biblical sources, rabbinical sources, historical sources, and so on, allow us to trace their migrations, allow us to trace where the lost 10 tribes went to, and we find that they went to Western nations, and their descendants now comprise a significant proportion of the populations of certain nations in Western Europe, including the British Isles, including Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, parts of France, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Belgium, and the Scandinavian countries. The descendants of these peoples, or offshoots from these peoples, have also populated North America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the USA, and related nations. And the Bible speaks of these peoples, tells us who they are, tells us what will happen to them, tells us what they must do. And that is what our movement, our organization, Brit-Am 10 Tribes Movement, occupies itself with. That is what we do. That is what we are concerned with. As an aspect of our ongoing activities, we also work towards enhancing and increasing and intensifying the biblical consciousness of peoples in the West in general. And we have an ongoing study of the scriptures, and that is what we are doing at the moment. We are studying the scriptures, and as part of this ongoing scriptural study, we are present looking at Psalms, the book of Psalms, Psalms 137. This is Yair Davidi teaching you concerning the Psalm 137, not so much teaching you, but learning with you, thinking out loud and going through the Psalm itself, and bringing up certain ideas, and referring the decision or the weighing or the consideration of what we are about to suggest to your own judgment. Psalm 137 begins, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion." The Jews were taken to exile into Babylon. This psalm was written for the exiles of Judah. The Jews never forgot who they were or where they came from. They always remembered that they were the Jews, that they had come from Judah, that they had come from the tribes of Israel, that they had come out of the land of Israel, and they always retained remembrance of their religion, their religious practices, and their traditions, even if a lot of them were not so religious or are not so religious at the present. They still remember, they still retain a recollection, and a good portion of those who are not religious and forget about it, they regret doing so. They have recognized the value of the Jewish religion, of Jewish traditions, of the Bible, and of the religious works that accompany the Bible and that are expressions of biblical values. The Jews comprise a section of the Israelite people. They comprise that section of the Israelite people who did not forget who they were and remained loyal adherents of their ancestral heritage. The Northern Ten Tribes, on the other hand, had been exiled. They were exiled according to conventional dating in the period of 740 to 720 BCE, before the Common Era BC, as we would say. They were exiled. They were taken into places into the north of the Assyrian Empire. They were scattered, moved around, even though they retained some degree of national cohesion, as our historical studies have shown and as was prophesied in the Bible. Nevertheless, they were influenced by peoples around them, and they forgot who they were and where they had come from, and this was not such an unusual phenomenon. Most peoples at that time also forgot where they came from, who their ancestors were, and the Ten Tribes, even before they had been exiled, in a religious sense, were no longer Jewish. They no longer kept the faith. They no longer believed in the Torah of Moses, or they did so, but they did so in a diluted manner by combining aspects of the Mosaic code with pagan ideas, Middle Eastern ideas, with ideas taken from the Canaanites, from the Egyptians, from the people around them. This is described in some detail in the second book of Kings, chapter 17 and 18, and elsewhere. After the ten tribes were exiled, there remained in the land of Israel the inhabitants of the kingdom of Judah. The tribes of Israel had split into two. The tribes of Israel, in about 930 BCE, had split into two different sections. In the north had the kingdom of Israel, which was the ten tribes, which were later taken into exile by the Assyrians. In the south, you had the kingdom of Judah. In the kingdom of Judah, you had the tribes of Judah, part of Benjamin, most of the Levites who later moved south into the area of the kingdom of Judah, and also had representative proportions of all the other tribes, a certain proportion of all the other tribes, refugees or people who were dissatisfied with the religious reforms and changes that the northern kingdom undertook, so they came into Judah, and you had a large number of these other tribes also in the kingdom of Judah, according to a Midrash, Seder Olam. These other tribes, or their representative proportions of them, of these other tribes, made up 20% of the total population of the kingdom of Judah. From the kingdom of Judah comes the core element of the Jewish people. This was all that remained in historical sense as Jews, as recognizable Israelites. We can only go on the kingdom of Judah. The kingdom of Judah was all that remained in about 586 BCE, according to conventional dating, because there are people who revise the dating, or people who revise the chronology, but we are going according to dates that are commonly accepted, that we will find in encyclopedias and in most historical reference books. At all events, more than 100 years after the Northern Kingdom had been exiled in 586 BCE, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem. Most of the Jews were taken away. They were taken away in stages to Babylon in 537 BCE. Cyrus the Great of Persia, he allowed the Jews to return and to restore Jerusalem. The Jews, headed by Ezra and Nehemiah, did go back and did begin the restoration of the walls of Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple. But by going back, we mean that a small number of them, about 40,000 of them, went back. Most of the Jews, most of the exiles of Judah, remained in the region of Babylon. And this was the beginning of the Jewish diaspora. Later, Ezra and Nehemiah, they had returned to the land of Judah. They had begun to rebuild the land. Slowly they succeeded. They did rebuild something. They increased and multiplied. They began to prosper. And in the course of time, other Jews from the diaspora also returned. So that gradually the kingdom of Judah began to rebuild itself. But it never actually returned to what it was. It could be even from that time that the majority of Jews from the time of the exile of Babylon, majority of Jews were to remain in the diaspora, were to remain outside the kingdom of Israel. Psalm continues, 137:2, now they're continuing the lament as how they've been taken into exile by the Babylonians and how they've been treated and how, what their ration was. We hang the harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, in the midst of Babylon, in other words. Harps in Hebrew, the Hebrew word for harp is kinnor. Here it is referring to a harp, a common instrument that we know as a harp, such as the symbol of Ireland or the traditional symbol of Ireland. We know from Irish practice and European practice, this is the same harp that is being referred to in our psalm. And it goes on, 137:3, for they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth. They wanted us to be happy and sing songs, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. The Gentiles who took the Jews away into exile, they wanted them to sing songs because they had been famous for their singing. In the temple service, in the service of the temple, when they had sacrifices, but in addition to the sacrifices, you had an orchestra, you had a whole list of different instruments had been used. Whole list of instruments, and those had a choir. Usually, most of the instruments were played by Levites from the tribe of Levi, so most of the choir was from the tribe of Levi, but any Jew or any Israelite who was present who had the necessary talents and necessary qualifications and the necessary training, who could was gifted in that direction, they could also participate in their singing and in the choir. And apparently many of them did, and they were world famous for the quality of their musical productions, of their musical talents. And this music was used to induce spirituality. We also find out with David and elsewhere, David was sang the Psalms, composed the Psalms, invented musical instruments. And also the prophets, when they wanted to prophesy, they would often have someone sing before them or play an instrument before them, and they would meditate on it, and this would elevate them, elevate their spiritual inner being. And they would contact with the divine presence, receive inspiration from above, and be able to prophesy. So this was a known feature, a known quality of the music of the Hebrews. Music of the Hebrews also influenced English, British music, possibly also Celtic music. European music in general owes a lot to the Jews and to Jewish traditions. They owe more than they would want to admit to. It would be probably quite embarrassing if the true depth of European music to Jewish inspiration and Jewish traditions was known. Whatever, I myself have nothing to boast about. I can't sing, and I have no musical talent and no musical training. I did have a great grandfather who was a professional musician. He was Jewish. He was, according to what I've been told, he was a violin player. At one stage, he had been appointed to the king of Denmark. He came from Denmark. He had received some type of royal recognition of his talents. Later, he moved to England. When my grandfather was young, and the family re-established themselves in the British Isles. Whatever, I didn't inherit much of his talents, it appears, or if I did, I've never been able to develop them, and I've never been conscious of any special musicality. Neither have the people around me ever noticed it in my few attempts to sing songs, or to join in popular sing-alongs, or singing the popular songs at the Shabbos table. So people sometimes, a little embarrassed my efforts. Anyway, we all have our strong points. Music apparently is not one of mine. Our psalm continues to 137:4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Any land outside the land of Israel is a strange land. The land of Israel has special qualities and especially attuned to enable the Hebrew consciousness to express itself. The importance of the land of Israel has always had a central point in the Jewish religion, and it's there in the Bible and also in the Jewish religious books and in Jewish religious consciousness. On our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.ORG, BritAm.org. Look up Yohanan Davidi. He is my son, he is a rabbi, and he wrote an interesting article concerning the land of Israel. It speaks of the land of Israel, and it tells us how the land of Israel plays a central task, a central role in the Jewish religion and the Jewish consciousness, bringing sources and so on. And we have translated this article from Hebrew into English, and it is available on our website, and it's well worth looking at. So once again, go to www.britam.org, BRITAM.org, -Yohanatan.html, Yohanatan.html, The Land of Israel by Yohanan Davidi. If you get all that, if you didn't catch the reference we just gave, go to our website, BritAm.org, and look up on our search engine, on the search engine of the site, of our inner, on the search engine that we have, for pointing articles on our site, put in the name Yohanan, and you will be taken to the article. And the article is well worth reading, and it brings up some important points as to how the land of Israel is important to the Jewish people, is important to the Jewish religion. And anyone who wants to understand Judaism and the Jewish people has to know something about the importance of the land of Israel in the Jewish consciousness. And this psalm was also referring to, this psalm itself, Psalm 137 of the exiles in Babylon, of the Jewish exiles in Babylon, expresses the Jewish learning from the land of Israel and their sorrow at having been exiled from the land of Israel. As it says, 137 verse 5, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning, let my right hand not be able to use it, to be of use if I forget you. Continues, if I do not remember you, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, for I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. If I do not put you as being more important than everything else in my life, may I be a bad person. May I be suffer from different things that the people who do not do what are important suffer from. That is what our psalm is saying. This is an important psalm, and it expresses a deep felt truth. The Jewish people belongs to the land of Israel. The land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people, and it does not belong to anyone else. It does not belong to Palestinians. It does not belong to the Pope of Rome. It does not belong to the EU. It does not belong to Washington. It does not belong to the Europeans, or the Chinese, or the Russians, or the Arabs. The land of Israel belongs to the people of Israel, and it belongs to the Jewish people. The Jewish people, as being that recognizable portion of the Israelite nation in our time, preparing the way for the lost ten tribes to return and to reunite with them. The Jewish people are the rightful owners, the rightful representatives of the Israelite nation, and they should be allowed to do what they can, whatever they can, in the land of Israel, to settle wherever they can, wherever they wish to build up the land, and no one else should be allowed to interfere with them. And all of these Arabs and all of these terrorists and all of these people who are trying to hurt the Jewish people and trying to prevent them from settling in the land, they should be put on planes and flown out of the land, taken elsewhere. They should be transferred to South America or some other place in the world. They should not be allowed to interfere with the Jewish people settling in their own land, in their own country, in the land of Canaan, which is the land of Israel. As it continues in Psalms 137 verse 7, remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the land, in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom historically was a small country to the east of Judah. This verse is usually explained as saying that the Edomites from Edom, they assisted the Babylonians, or after the Babylonians had already destroyed their Jerusalem and ravished the land, the Edomites came in like scavengers to kill off the survivors and to take up the spoils, to rob and take up booty and so on, whatever was left behind. We had a similar phenomenon in the Holocaust in World War II in East Europe. You had the Germans coming in, the German Nazis were coming in and just shoot down the Jews and put them in pits and shoot them down and kill them. And a lot of countries in Eastern Europe, not in some countries more than in others, but in a lot of places, the local Gentiles helped the Nazis kill Jews. Sometimes they even had pogroms and killed Jews before the Nazis began. But usually they helped the Nazis do their job, and after the Nazis had done what they could, these Gentiles would hunt out Jews who were hiding and kill them and so on, and they would rob them and take from them whatever valuables they had. They would also move into their homes, live in their homes. They still live in their homes. There are still places, a good portion of homes, of lands, of buildings owned by Jews who were killed are now occupied by Gentiles in Poland, in Czechoslovakia, in Germany, in Eastern Europe in general, and Ukraine. And in some cases, the Gentiles had assisted the Germans in killing the Jews in order to take over these possessions. And this is how the children of Edom had also done when the Babylonians destroyed the kingdom of Judah, as our psalm tells us. At present, they have Palestinian terrorists and just Arabs, so-called Palestinians, in the land of Israel, squatters, illegal settlers. They shouldn't be here. They should be elsewhere. They are here against the law of the Bible, and they should be taken to other places. And these Arabs want to kill Jews, and they want to prevent the Jews from settling in the land. They want to take the land away from the Jewish people. And these Arab terrorists are being supported by most of the peoples of the world. Most of the decisions of the UN, of the United Nations, maybe up to more than 80% of them in some contexts, are in denigration of the state of Israel. That's all that concerns them. That's all the Gentile nations, all these pagan nations, all these third world entities, and also these European nobodies. That's all they can occupy themselves with. How bad the nasty old Jews in the land of Israel are. How they are oppressing the poor, downtrodden Palestinians. In most cases, they're lying. They exaggerate. Or they twist the facts, and they don't really care. They don't really care. They couldn't care less. They just want to denigrate the Jews. They just want to destroy the Jews. They want to condemn the Jews. They want to join in the chorus, as if to say, of condemnation against the Jewish people. This is anti-Semitism. This is Jew hatred. And this exists amongst most peoples of the world. And it is very strong. As we can see, as you just have to open up a newspaper and see for yourselves. The Lost Ten Tribes also are afflicted with this disease of Jew hatred, but it is much less amongst them, and also amongst them you have an alleviating factor of sympathy, of natural innate sympathy for the Jewish people, of recognition of the worth of the Jewish people, of instinctive identification with the Jewish people. And if you are gentle and you identify with the Jewish people, you almost certainly are also descended from the lost tribes of Israel or from Jews. And you should learn what Brit Am has to teach you, because it is worth learning. And we put it out, we give it forward in order to teach you, that you may learn from it. And we urge you to take advantage of it whilst it is available, of this information that we give out. You may go to our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org, and you may see more on the Bible, more on this subject of affinity with the Jewish people, of helping the Jewish people, of the right of the Jewish people for the land of Israel, and related matters. You also see in the Bible that the enemies of the Jewish people, they are enemies of the God of Israel. And they will be requited accordingly. They will be punished. And this verse we're quoted to, it says, "Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom, the land of Jerusalem," it said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. In other words, destroy it utterly. That's what the children of Edom said. And historically, there was this small nation of Edom to the east of the land of Israel who did assist the Babylonians. But Edom is another fact of Edom. Edom comes from Esau. Edom, the kingdom of Edom, is descended from the children of Esau, or in Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, Esav, was the brother of Jacob, was the twin brother of Jacob. They were born together from their mother Rebekah, Rivka. Their father was Isaac, their grandfather was Abraham, and Isaac and Jacob were twin brothers who came out of the one womb. Jacob was later named Israel, and he became the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Esau became also the father, forefather of 12 nations, of various nations, and one of these nations became the kingdom of Edom, but other portions of Esau went to the north or elsewhere, and they became important countries or military elites in different areas. Their father had blessed them, "By your sword you shall live." That was a blessing given to Esau, that he would be a military man, a mighty man. And so too he became. And a portion of Esau, of the Edomites, had settled in the region of Babylon. They're known as the Temanu. And that was one section of it was known as Temanu. The other sections had been absorbed in the Babylonian forces, and they became part of the Babylonian kingdom. So we find in this psalm and elsewhere that sometimes the terms Babylon and Edom are interchangeable. We also find that a section of the descendants of Edom, of Esau, went to Rome. They were amongst the founders of Rome, the early foundation elements, the early ruling caste of Rome was in part, descended from Esau. And so traditionally they are identified with Edom. We also find Edom amongst the Germanic peoples and elsewhere in history and elsewhere in the world. And we have done some studies on this, precursory studies, but we still have come up with very interesting information on this subject. Some of it may be seen on our website. Go to our website, www.britam.org. Go to our section on questions. From questions, go to our section on Edom. And there you will see a whole list of questions and answers concerning Edom. We also have a section of biblical studies, Edom to the north of Israel, showing how historically there were breakaway groups from Edom, from Esau, who settled in the north, in northern Syria, in the region of Babylonia, in the region of Armenia, and in all that northern area. And we have come up with interesting information, vital information, information that is worth knowing about. And we urge you and we recommend very strongly that you go to our website, britam.org, and see for yourself. Rome is sometimes in its classical resources referred to as Edom, and it's also referred to as Babylon. Babylon, from Babylon, a lot of people later moved to Rome in both Jewish and in Christian traditions. Rome is identified with Babylon. Therefore, we obtain the conceptual equation: Rome, Babylon, Edom. So, our psalm, we have seen how important the land of Israel is to the Jewish people, how upset the Jewish people were when they were exiled from it, how they never forgot Jerusalem and the land of Israel, how it would always remain a central factor in their consciousness, how Edomites and Jew haters from all over the world hated the Jewish people and still hate the Jewish people and try and do them wrong. And we saw something about who they may nowadays be identified with. And our psalm continues, has two more verses. It summarizes, it brings to a conclusion the necessary conclusions that are to be derived from what we have said. It says, "O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth you as you have served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth your little ones against the stones." Okay, it doesn't sound very nice, and it's not very nice. That is what the Bible says. The Bible speaks the truth. The Bible knows what it's talking about. And we must accept the Bible, because the Bible is the word of Almighty God of Israel. The Bible tells us what in our inner hearts we know to be true. The Bible is the only answer we have to all of the questions and difficulties that this present-day existence imposes upon us. Thank you very much. This is Yair Davidi. Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, representing the Brit Am 10 Tribes Movement. For more information, go to our website, britam.org, britam.org. God bless all of you. Thank you.